Chapter 10. Heavenly Yogurt. When Sandra opened the door to James's apartment the next Tuesday morning, she stepped in with an air of intrigue. So much had happened in the week since she'd last been there. She now knew James was the man who had turned his back on his brother's urgent appeal. She now felt a strong empathy with Peter and Jessica, with whom she had spent a whole day. But she was also very curious to hear James's side of the story. There was another note sitting on the computer desk, along with two white envelopes and a large cookbook. She read the note first. "Sandra, that pie was fantastic. If you're serious about making meals, I'll be very appreciative, no doubt about that. Everything in this Heart Smart cookbook should be safe for me to eat. I've left you two envelopes. The one with your name on it is what I owe you for cleaning. The money in the other envelope is so you can buy whatever supplies you need to make a meal. Will 2 extra hours cover the time you need to get supplies and cook? Let me know what you think. I don't have much experience in that regard. P.S. If you have the time, I need a couple white shirts ironed. P.P.S. Not sure what went through the wash last time, but there are some strange spots on my T-shirts. I left them on the washing machine. P.P.P.S. I should be home at 6 tonight, just so you can plan the dinner, if you're happy to plan one." Oops, Sandra thought, wondering about the spots on the T-shirts. I probably forgot to check his pockets. I'm always forgetting to do that. You'd think I'd have learned after ruining Mum's gold watch. However, the note also brought a smile to her face. "I like the way he asks for things," she thought. "And imagine that. I get paid to cook, and there's money to buy whatever supplies I need. This will be fun." Sandra sprayed the spots on the T-shirts and carefully checked all the pockets for the next wash. Sure enough, in a pair of navy shorts, there was a package of gum and 2 lifesavers. Then she checked James's black hooded sweatshirt. There was something bulky inside the front pocket. It was his BlackBerry. Phew, she thought, laying the digital device carefully on the computer desk. If he hadn't written that note, I may never have checked. That would have been even worse than Mum's gold watch. After she had tackled the bathroom and had the worst job out of the way, Sandra turned on the stereo and sat down at the kitchen table to quickly pick out a few recipes. Sesame-crusted salmon on greens served with basmati rice, she decided, looking at the picture, and maybe a big salad. She looked at the desserts, but she already had frozen yogurt on her mind. Ever since she had learned how to make it from listening to Chef Jeff, she'd been longing to give it a try. Surely that will be healthy enough and the perfect thing for a summer evening? Yum. Suddenly, lively music sounded in the apartment, and it didn't harmonize at all with the Brandon Heath song on the stereo. Perplexed, Sandra rose from the chair and searched for the source. She laughed when she realized it was coming from the BlackBerry she'd rescued. "I wonder if that's James calling looking for his phone," she thought. "Maybe I'd better answer it." It was James. "Ah, I am so relieved you answered this call," James sighed. "Did you think your BlackBerry might be spinning round in soapy suds?" she giggled. "Sandra, thank you so much for taking it out of my pocket," he exclaimed earnestly. "I only just realized I'd left it there." "It's a good thing you wrote me that note," she replied. He chuckled. "I was hoping you wouldn't take offense." They talked a minute more, and then James said he had to run and that he could make do without his BlackBerry for the day. Sandra set it back down on the desk with a smile. The grocery store was just a block away, so it didn't take long to run over and get the supplies. Sandra searched through the cupboards looking for the right cooking equipment. There wasn't much. James's kitchen had a few appliances stored away, including a crock pot that was still in the box with a Mum tag. However, he didn't have a blender, so Sandra ran back to her apartment to get her own. By the time she had made the meal and cleaned up all the dishes, she estimated that altogether it had added another 3 hours to the day, but they were 3 very fun hours. She finished cleaning the rest of the house and then tried a small helping of the frozen yogurt. "Blueberry coconut," she whispered with delight. "It's absolutely delicious. Maybe even heavenly." However, Sandra felt guilty helping herself to James's food. Would he mind? She wondered. After all, if I don't sample it, I won't know whether I've got it right. But she still felt uncomfortable. "I guess I better say something," she thought. Before she left, she wrote another message for James. "James, I sprayed the T-shirts and put them through another wash, but the spots didn't come out. Sorry about that. I'll try to remember to always check your pockets. I hope you liked the meal. I sampled the frozen yogurt just to make sure it was okay. Cooking was fun. Thanks for leaving the money. The receipt and change are in the envelope. 2 extra hours would be great. If I'm going to make a trip to the grocery store every week, feel free to leave me a list for anything else you might need. I could only find one white shirt, so I ironed a blue one as well. Sandra.